Yeah.
Okay, so. Here we...
From the Hill Country, in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
I lost you. Where are you? Where are
you? There you are. Oh, there's Marty.
Which one is Meridian? Oh, the one in the dress.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, we all have our hair combed, and did we clean behind the ears? Let's see our teeth.
Did you get out in the sunshine?
I've been doing sunshine. We've been playing a lizard a little. How about you? You look great, Meridian. Look at you in yellow.
Yeah. It's Thursday. It's yellow day.
How about you, Doc? You don't have your yellow on.
Yep. Yellow on Thursdays.
Dr. Massey, you don't have your yellow on. What's up? Did you just miss?
Yeah. I don't have a yellow sweater, and it's actually cold in the house.
Yeah.
We kept the windows open, and we like to do that, get fresh air. But as you know, here in the Hill Country, it's cooling off.
I tell you what, it's been getting about 40 degrees out here. So that's pretty. Yeah, because we do about 5 degrees less than you guys, I think. 5 degrees.
Yeah. Put on my bathing suit and go out
in the sun. Yeah, you might as well, since you're a Jack Cruz chick,
But I get out in the sun anyway.
Yeah. I should introduce these two little rascals here on Skype. They're in Austin, and I'm in Dripping Springs. We're just miles apart, but we're connected at the DNA level or something. It is Dr. Richard Massey and Meridian Grace. Dr. Massey's an MD out of Austin, and he's really into a lot of cool things, including things such as recall healing. And then when he gets a chance, he does drugs on the weekend. But that'll be, we'll talk about that later in another show. Brittany and Grace, she has got more little initials behind her name than anybody on the planet. She continues to go to various educational things and schools and is always studying. She's got all these crazy German machines in her room. It's like a mad scientist, and she's cool. She's into a lot of stuff. And all kinds of different things. Been at it for a long time too, right, Meridian? And you're getting younger every day because you're getting chilled, willied in your in your freezer, right? How's that going?
I'm going to be 65 soon, and I realized that I've been at this since I was 14.
Oh my goodness!
Exploring and working in health food stores and all that kind of stuff. Off into it by the time I was 17.
That's crazy.
I know. So this has been more than 50 years of exploration, more like 40 professionally, but.
Sure.
Oh.
Well, it's like practice, right? Like doctors practice. You keep practicing and keep learning things. If you guys would like to talk to us, it is, we have two lines now. I got the other line fixed. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So again, so you know it, you write it down, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com. It's October 26, 2017. And the rumor has it that Dr. Massey has had a birthday yesterday.
No, it's on Saturday, right?
Yes, Saturday. Coming up Saturday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
That's part of what I'm making the bone broth for. I'm making a lamb roast, and we need real fresh bone broth for it.
Do you guys want some sulfur and water? Oh, yes.
Nice.
How many revolutions are you going to be on Saturday around the suns, that body of yours, Dr. Massey?
Well, they tell me 68.
So really?
Yeah. The rumor is I'm a 49er. Nothing could be finer than
to be 40, something like that. Yeah. 1949, right? 1949.
Yeah.
Wow. Baby boomer you are.
I know. And what year was Patrick Timpone
I entered my little body in 46. I'm going to be 71 revs in a couple weeks, November 7th.
Wow. Yeah, I knew it was close. Yeah. So I'm going to remember that because the International Noetic Group, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, asked me to speak on November 7th.
Really?
On your birthday.
So it'll be on your birthday here in Austin at the Unity Church on Anderson Mill Road. So if anybody's in town and wants to come by, we'd love to see you.
Cool. And what time is that going to be? Do you know?
It's going to be at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh. And what do the noetic people do?
Noetic means pertaining to the intellect.
Oh, God. Really? You were way down on the list. Oh, I see. Well, that's good. I got him. So what are you going to talk to him about? Are you going to talk to him about brain noodles and stuff like that? And what are you going to talk to him about?
Do you know? It's pretty fascinating. So when I got on there, I actually had to look up the etymology of the word noetic. It's from like 1650, and it means pertaining to the intellect. So that was all there was. There weren't any other connecting words or anything. So I went to the word intellect and looked up the etymology of intellect. And sure enough, under intellect, two of the words that are related are mind, which of course you would expect, but heart.
Oh, well, see.
No.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Mind and heart. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Intellect is from the heart.
Yeah. So the intellect is about the heart and the mind doing their dance together.
Right.
And then the other word that came up is understanding. Now, an interesting thing is to look up the etymology of the word understanding. And it really blew my mind when I looked it up. Do you know what the original meaning of the word understanding is?
Listen to your wife.
I think that's later.
Am I close? Just do what she says. Oh.
Yes. But wisdom nonetheless. The original meaning of the word understanding is to be among or in the midst of.
Well, see, yeah.
So it's a group deal like we're doing this morning on the air. It's a group deal. It's not an individual heart and an individual mind. It's a group deal.
I see. I just put in entomology.com. Is that where you find these things?
Etymology.com.
Online entomology dictionary. Put a word in there, it just kind of tells you, right?
Wow. Yes, it'll tell you when it first started out and what it meant in the beginning, and it'll tell you all the words it's related to. Mm-hmm. Like one of the other words that came up related with intellect, I believe, was the word gossip.
Oh.
I know. And so I looked up the word gossip. Do you know what it originally comes from?
I do not.
It comes from the two words God and sibling. It's a sibling from God is the root of the word gossip. I had to really work with that a little bit.
My goodness.
But when I thought about it, who do I gossip about more than my relatives?
Right. But yeah, sibling of God almost sounds, doesn't it sound, make it sound like a okay, positive thing? And gossip's really not a positive thing to do, right? You're just talking about somebody else.
Yeah, so over the centuries, it came to be a negative thing. But in the beginning, it was a relative sent to the family by God.
I see. Okay.
Right? Yeah. That was the original meaning, but like many words, it has taken a downward spiral.
So when I put in gossip, I'll do this later, but yeah, I don't think I'm getting all the information you want in a word. So, but maybe I'm not doing it right. Oh, then you have to click on the word. That's right.
Yeah.
Old English a godparent from God.
Mm-hmm.
Extended Middle English to a familiar acquaintance, a friend or a neighbor. This is from 1300. Especially to a woman friends invited to attend a birth, blah, blah, blah. To talk about family affairs of others. Huh, 1620s, gossip. Very interesting.
It is, isn't it? And it's fun how words started out and, and what they have become. You know, and it ties in with health, you know, when we get a word like cancer.
Yeah.
And what it's come to mean today versus where it actually came from. It actually started with the word neoplasia.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
I know. It sounds terrible today, but all it means is new form.
Oh.
You know, like you take some silly putty and you make a new form with it. That's a neoplasia.
And somehow they got to cancer from that one.
And with all the emotional. Somehow. Haven't really tracked, but you know, if we just told somebody, you know, like, well, you just have a new form in your breast, we're not sure what that means. This is a new form. Let's see if we can have a conversation about that. That'd be a whole lot different than going, oh my God, you have cancer, maybe 6 months to live, but you know, if you do treatment, maybe a year. Tell people something like that, and it's got all this dark tone around it.
Yeah.
You know, where did that all start? So looking at the etymology of things is a way to see how things really started out. Sometimes it's kind of funny, like the God Sib thing.
God Sib. Dr. Richard Matsey in Meridian Grace, and we got a call already. Let's take a phone call, 888-663-6386. Good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Don Peterson.
Hi, Don. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Punta Gorda, Florida.
Well, good morning. What can we do for you?
I had a question. My sister has been diagnosed with an incongruence with her breast. I'm refraining from using the medical term because I don't want to send that energy out.
Okay.
But we kind of know what that means.
Okay.
And I have been researching for her. I've been in the field for 50 years working with criminals, autistic children, and so since it's an incongruence in my family member, I'm searching out solutions. And, of course, the doctor's first solution is slice it and dice it. And I said, no, we're not slicing it and dicing it. So I've looked into hyperbaric chambers, which got, from my research, sounded pretty good. But I said, who would be the people on the outer edges who would know something or be able to direct me? And I thought of you, since I've been following you since you started your show many centuries ago.
Well, I'm not on the outer edges. I'm on the, I'm just on the outer. I'm just...
Okay, you're on the outer edges.
I'm beyond the edges, yeah.
I
appreciate that, yeah.
I'm listening to you and to Adam and the Meridian. I said, who would I ask? Yeah. I'm not going to ask a doctor. Because the doctors only have limited information.
Right.
And being a social worker of 50 years with the clients I've had, I never believe what the professionals say. I say, look, go in there, find out, use your own eyes and ears and your own experience, and don't buy the label that they've given this child, because it's going to be inaccurate, and you really want to get your own sense of it. I didn't mean to be so long-winded, but that's my background, and I thought the hyperbaric chamber seemed like a good possibility for her and for me, I suppose.
Well, I think Dr. Massey. Yeah, I think Dr. Massey
people
knows
who I would trust.
I think Dr.
And I trust you implicitly, Patrick.
Well, God.
And, and your honesty, not that you're all knowing, all seeing, but that you're very honest.
Well, thanks for that. How old is your sister? How old is your sister?
She's 73. Oh,
wow.
I'm 71.
Uh huh. And what's her state of consciousness like as far as doing things? Is she into getting creative, or you've talked to her about it?
She's into getting creative. We're doing a lot of alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
nutritionally, going to the acupuncturist, you know, massage.
Sure.
Different things.
Sure.
And now that this is scary for her, she's listening to her crazy brother and going, well, what would you do?
Yeah.
And I go, this is what I will research it, as I have for decades now with special needs children, and say, what would be the alternative to the drugs that this doctor is suggesting?
Well, let me just, okay, Dan, okay, take a breath.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. There's probably 100 different things and ways to go about this, and everybody will have different ideas, right? I think the most important thing, in my opinion, and then Dr. Massey and Merding can give theirs, is what she wants to do, what she feels comfortable in doing, what kind of floats her boat kind of thing, and, you know, also, in my opinion, you don't have to do as much as everybody says, you know, you don't have to do 20 different things and maybe just do one thing. And I don't know. So it's really a personal thing, in my opinion, and it's real important to keep close with her and see what she wants to do and give her some ideas and let her make a decision. And
we have signed up for the hyperbaric chamber.
Cool. So Dr. Massey knows about those. What do you know about hyperbaric chambers?
Oh, I like hyperbaric chambers. That's a great idea. And y'all, if it's big enough, y'all both get in there.
Because it is.
One of the things I want to point out is when you're a sibling of someone who's going through this, in a way, you are also a patient. And
that's right.
Take care of yourself, because there's big stuff that goes on when a sibling is in jeopardy. It can really affect your body. And so hyperbaric oxygen is a wonderful way for putting healing oxygen in the body in concentrations we can't get it any other way. So that's great that you researched that and found that.
I wanted to say, if you're going to do hyperbaric oxygen, you can make it about a million times stronger if you do it at the same time with a ketogenic diet. And I highly recommend that you look up the ketogenic diet and cancer.
Okay.
And this kind of a approach where you remove the sugars and the carbohydrates from the diet and put a lot of good quality fat in and low levels of protein. This approach was started way back in Germany when there was this wonderful man who won a Nobel Prize for his research about how sugar feeds cancer and how oxygen and a diet that's devoid of sugar and high in fat will actually give the body what it needs to cure the cancer or cure an anomaly itself. And so I highly recommend that you look at the two of those together. There's incredible TED Talks on by Dominique D'Agostino, who's quite a profound researcher. And he's putting the two of those together. They've done a lot of work with cancer. And I also really love adding in pancreatic enzymes in high potencies based on the work of Dr. Kelly, who found that pancreatic enzymes in the right diet for him was the answer. And it was the answer for me when I had colon cancer. That's what I did, was his work. I didn't work with the doctors. So I highly recommend those things from personal experience. And there's so many other amazing things out there right now that we've nonstop researched. But those things, but especially working at the psycho-spiritual level, which is what Richard does and helps people to get in touch with the emotion that contributed to the body trying to use a growth of tissue to help heal you and support you and to deal with an issue that wasn't dealt with in the ancestry or your early days, the recall healing.
Yes, I've been following him, and I have his book, and was going to go to a workshop that they had a trainer in Florida not that long ago, but I didn't go. But I fully agree, and I also fully agree that I'm a participant, as well as my emotional state is quite sensitized. And she is my only sibling, and there's no other family This is it. The plan is done when we're done. So it's a very impactful thing for me as well.
Yes.
I agree with you. I've been following you and Dr. Massey and Patrick for a lot of years now, but it's never been something personal to me. It's been, you know, a client I might have,
sure,
or somebody else, but now it's a much more personal, this is, you know, my blood. This is my my clan. So I appreciate and then following the ketogenic diet with lots of coconut oil, and she's a gourmet cook. She had helped our acupuncturist write a book on how to create recipes that would hold the adjustments longer. And so I think I'm right in step with it. I just wanted to do what I could do, and that was research as much as I could and give her as much clean information as I could and let her make a decision. And we have signed up for, I think it's 40 sessions.
40 sessions, wow.
Yay.
Like
that's
an hour and a half each time. And I said, you go, because sometimes you get a little blurred vision. I said, you go. I'll be the driver. I will get, it's fine. And if when you're finished, then you can be the driver. And I'll go, because I've already had skin cancer and had it removed. And I say, well, you know, you do what you got to do when you have to do it. But I'm right in line with much of what you say, Patrick. I know it sounds like I'm patting you on the back, or you and Meridian Grace and Dr. Massey, but I use what you share on the show, the people you share, all the time. Pay it forward all the time.
Well, thanks.
As I say, if you want alternatives, this is somebody I trust. If you trust me, don't, you know, check it out for yourself. Do your own research. But this is what I think is good, clean information, honestly shared, consciously shared. So,
Don, I wanted to mention to you that there's just the simplest thing that goes in back into all of the different European methods that I've worked with over the years, and I see it there all the time, and recently it's come up for me in profound levels of science, and that's the importance of being out in the sun in the morning when it's first rising in the morning. You can spend an hour with your shoes off, and I don't know how your sister would feel about this, but actually bearing her breasts to the sun will be a profoundly healing for a breast cancer.
Okay. She's out in the morning every morning. She's a master gardener. We are in a small little town in Florida, and we are growing our own food.
Cool.
And this has really kind of awakened her. She never got sick. But then my mother never got sick until the day she woke up and she was paralyzed. And I said, Diane, what do you need to do? Do you want to stay? If you want to leave, I'll leave with you, because I don't have it. I've done my job. I've done a very good job. I've overcome a lot, and I've done a lot of good things. And if it's time to leave, I'm fine with it. I don't have anything on my plate that I need to finish. But you're here, so I'm going to stay until you decide you want to leave. We'll leave. And so I appreciate that, and I think that's that would be good. And we live in a secluded enough area and have a little small pool. So go out in the sun. Take your top off and go out in the sun. That sounds very good. So
with her feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feet on the ground. I've done a lot of grounding, and I had a sheet. One of that they used to sell, and I other than the fire ants, which you have to be careful with here in Florida, I think that sounds like a very nice plan, and we have a very sunny garden that she works in every morning, and is secluded enough that no one's going to see her if she feels shy. And I like that plan.
Okay, Don.
This is very reinforcing.
Well, good. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you feel good, and it sounds like you're on the right track. And let us know if we can help with anything along the way.
I surely will. This is the first time I've ever called a show.
Cool.
Ever called a show.
All right.
But I said, this is important. This is my sibling. This is an energy. We came together. And I deeply appreciate what you're doing. I know millions of people do. And I pay it forward as often as I can to the people who have an interest in listening. So
okay.
Thank you, all of you,
our
for
pleasure.
All of what you do.
Our pleasure. Our best to your sister. Take care.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
Oh, there's a nice call.
Well,
yeah.
What a sweet call. And I just want to just say a couple of little practical things real quickly for anybody who also has been sort of given a label. If you've been sleeping in the same bed in the same place for years and you have something going on, move your bed 3 feet, and you can move it in any direction. And if you can't move the bed, turn around and sleep the other way, or sleep on the other side of the bed. And just a little tip there. Also, Gilbert Renaud, you can type in YouTube, Gilbert Renaud, breast. And that's one of his real callings, is to talk with people by telephone or in person. And often after an hour or two, whatever's called a breast cancer is no longer present. So you can watch him talk about that on the YouTubes.
And just so you know, Richard has done the same thing. And I would highly, highly recommend that if your sister or any of you who are suffering with any kind of a label, feel a calling to do so. It's not expensive to work with Richard, and it's profound what you discover about yourself and your family and the freedom that comes from that kind of work.
Yeah, I worked with Richard and discovered a lot of things about myself that I didn't like, so I didn't do it anymore. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm going to Starbucks. You want to come? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And let's do this here. This is 10% on all Sir Thrival products for the next 10 days or so till my birthday. 10% till November the 7th. We're talking with health motivator Daniel Vitalis about testosterone and pine pollen. Some of the guys have asked if taking pine pollen would dampen their own testosterone production.
Well, that's something that can happen with the steroidal forms of isolated bioidentical testosterone, and that's one of the issues bodybuilders who are taking steroids often have. What I want to point out about pine pollen is that it's a whole food, and the amount of testosterone that's present is very rarefied. So these aren't really issues that we experience when we take the whole food form of pine pollen or a tincture of pine pollen, but it is an issue if people are taking synthetic testosterone.
Pine pollen. It's a whole food, it's real, and it works. For you girls, too. Click and order on any of the Sir Thrival links. Exquisitely manufactured, only from Daniel Vitalis and Sir Thrival, on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 10% off on all Sir Thrival products. This is a really nice sale. And so that would be Sir Thrival Pine Pollen. They have two, Pure Potency and the Straight Pine Pollen. We like the Pure Potency the bestest, the mostest. But then also Elk Velvet Antler and Shaga Rishi Colostrum. And also the new Yopan tea. Have you all heard of Yopan tea?
We've been getting a glass of that in the morning at the farmer's market.
Really? I have some here. And Daniel Vitalis really liked it because it's one of the only caffeine plants indigenous to the United States. Do you know that?
I heard that.
Isn't that cool? and it's really fun. It's kind of like keeping your buzz local. A local buzz, but and it's nicer, I think, and it's a nicer hit. Do you enjoy? Do you like the feeling of it?
Yeah, I do, and I like having the natural antioxidants that grow right in our area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's in southwestern United States. There's a lot of yopan, and so he's making this, and he gets it from right around here somewhere, and it's really fun. So it's yopan tea, and all of these are 10% off. Just promo code one radio, promo code one radio.
Raw milk from grass-pastured cows or goats was a staple in the diet of mankind all over the world for thousands of years. In the early 1900s, Dr. Porter had his patients get on raw milk and colostrum as a fast for 48 weeks to help them heal. The results were amazing. Dr. William Campbell Douglas wrote The Milk Book to chronicle the many amazing miracles people have had from drinking only raw milk and water for 1 to 3 months. Dr. Ron Schmidt wrote The Untold Story of Raw Milk, which discloses the real reason why healthy, fresh, raw milk that people drank for thousands of years without ill effect all of a sudden in the 1940s was mandated to be heat sterilized. Milk from grass-pastured cows that is hormone and antibiotic free, when properly processed, can confer many health benefits to the body. We believe One World Way delivers some of milk's miraculous properties via our technological enhancements. You can click on the One World Way banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
We're going to have a sing-along. You guys want to do a sing-along?
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what
come
over you. You found someone. And don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it isn't true. And don't it make my brown eyes.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
That's a moldy oldie from Crystal Gayle. Remember that one?
Yes, I remember that.
Had a great song.
With a lovely voice and lovely hair. Yeah.
Lovely hair. I think Barry Manilow wrote that, or somebody, I don't know, I just made that up. Richard Massey, Meridian Grace, and sorry?
Did you get that picture I sent over on the email?
Oh,
I sent it from my phone.
Did you send a picture?
I did.
Okay.
I sent that picture, and I think we ought to have a contest to see who can come up with the best words that go with that video of Meridian in her freezer holding her icicle.
Oh, let's do that. I don't have it here. Did you send it to patrick@oneradionetwork.com?
I did.
Huh.
I did.
Let's check the spam burger machine because it might, coming from you, you know, probably thinks it's spam. Just kidding. No, I don't see it here, Doc, yet. Maybe it's on its way. Maybe it's...
All right. I'll try it again here.
Yeah. It's a picture of Meridian in the freezer?
Yes. You know, she started doing that cold thermogenesis.
Right. Right.
And in that first day that she got the freezer, she was so eager to get started that she didn't want to wait till it warmed up to 45 to 55, and she got in where there was ice floating on the top of the water. It was actually 32 degrees.
Oh, good.
And I love this one picture where she's holding this icicle that's shaped like a sword. So we got this nice picture there. And one guy who saw it said, live long, live cool, live well, something like that, you know. And
cool.
You know, but we can look for maybe some creative language out there if we get that on your page.
Yeah, I don't know how to get it on the page while I'm on the air. That could be challenging.
Okay.
But you know, you never know.
We'll do it
I think if we could give it, if I get it, I could probably send it to Lynn. I think she could get it on the page.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What is Lynn's email? Do you know, what does she get? Do you know how to, I can send the picture to her.
Okay. Lynn's email. It is LMCGAHA. @atcjet.net.
Okay. All right. I'll send that over
to her.
Send
that to her and see if she can grab it and she can put it on the front page. She knows how to do that. And that won't disrupt the can you do that, Paris Lynn? She's shaking her head. I can't see her, but she's saying yes. Speaking of cold, you want to hear a cold story?
I'd love to hear a cold story.
Check this out. This is hilarious. So I'm at the Dripping Springs Farmer's Market yesterday. Doodle and I, we go every year. I was looking for pig's ears because... seriously, Dr. Daniel says a pig's ear is one of the great things for collagen. So there's this pig farmer there, and he takes really good care of his pigs, and he doesn't feed them any soy or non-GMO and organic feed. And isn't that amazing? You can get a pig farmer with no soy or no GMOs. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, they're really cool people, and we get some pig fat that I could put in Doodle's food.
Oh, so are you getting lard, huh?
Yeah, lard. Yeah, it's really nice, and I eat it too. So I was there, and then down at the end, there was somebody there for the first time, and she called herself the drip nurse, right? Well, I got to check this girl out. So she's there, and she's giving IVs and shots at the farmer's market.
Oh my God, you're kidding!
No. She's an RN, but I mean, they're really wimpy. There's nothing to them. You know, I looked at them and I asked her the formula, and they're kind of silly. You know, it's, you wouldn't want to really spend your money for that. I asked her how many grams of vitamin C was in the IFB drip, and she said 1.5 grams. That's not a lot, is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, all beginning
that's
is
right.
important.
That's right. So, no, she was cool. I liked her. And she was doing vitamin B shots. So all the people in the booths were saying, oh, I want a vitamin B shot. So I don't know how much juice. So she told me about this therapy that she's been doing up on 290, up near, you know, where Geo George is up there on 290. About halfway between here and Oak Hill, and it's on 290, and it's called the Cryo Ranch. And you go in there, and Meridian, you're going to love this. Is she there? I don't see her.
Yeah. She's listening.
You go into, and for $25, you get to jump in and stay into an incredibly ice-cold water that's I think they do with nitrogen, and... And you sit in there for 3 minutes. And I talked to her husband, and he's done about 10 sessions, and he said his body's never felt better. He used to have all this arthritis and stuff, and he's a blacksmith. You know how you use your, you know, you can imagine that movement, you know. He said he'd come home, and his shoulders were always hurting and all that. And he said after about 2 weeks of about, I think, 6 or 7 sessions, it was never the same. And that's just going in cold water.
Patrick, so, I'm sure the cryo is not cold water, but cold air. I've done it.
No, it's water. Yeah, no, it's water. He said you're up to your neck in water.
Okay.
Yeah, it's ice cold water. You see a picture of him here. And I'm going to go today. They have a $20 special on Thursdays. So I'm going to go. It's going to be great, man. You get naked and jump in the water. And he says it's cold. He says you can jump around and dance around and do whatever you want. And so I think it's pretty fun. That's right in Dripping Springs. Can you imagine? Man, we are right on top of our game here.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'd say so.
What do you think?
A drip in Dripping Springs. You know, you've got to like that.
Cryotherapy has been used since 1970, originally designed for rheumatoid arthritis. Cryo therapy is an amazing natural way to achieve health benefits. I'm reading a little brochure here.
Sure. Yeah. Named after the screams of the people who entered the water.
Yeah. I wonder, I'm going to ask her the temperature when I go to Danilich, and I wonder what the temperature of the water, what do you think the temperature of the water, something like this is, Meridian, any idea?
Well, it has to be more than 32 because 32 would be ice. So it's got to be at least 33. And most people do theirs at 50 to 55. And I've been doing mine at 42 lately.
It says here, studies have shown that exposing the body to these sub-zero temperatures can help reduce inflammation, relieve muscle. Sub-zero?
Yeah. That's cryo. That's air. That's not water. And in the we go in all the way up to your neck in the cryo. I've done it. And you're just jumping around in this box of 22 below zero air.
No, they're in water. They're in water.
Well, you'll see.
No, he told me. He's done it about 10 times. In water.
Yeah,
he said that because they tell you not to dunk your head into the water is what he said to me yesterday. They said take it up to your neck. So I don't know how they do it, but it's fun.
Yep. If it's sub-zero, then maybe the nitrogen is allowing it to be that way.
Yeah, but Meridian, you couldn't do sub-zero for 3 minutes. You'd freeze, right?
Well, that's why I'm saying.
You can with air. Huh? You can with air.
Yeah, people have been doing it for a long time now. There's cryo places all over
but,
Austin.
But you're not hearing me. What I'm saying is he's in the water.
Hang on.
Yeah, and he's.
Everybody's upset about the label here that there is a therapy called cryotherapy.
Sure, cryogenics, right? Cryogenics comes from that.
Yeah, very, very cold air. And what you're talking about is getting in some really cold water.
They're both of Austin.
Yeah, they
sure.
both work.
No, I understand that. But I wonder why they say sub-zero temperatures. It couldn't be sub-zero water. It'd be frozen, right?
Right, exactly.
That's why I'm saying if it's sub-zero, it's got to be the air.
It's got to be the air. And there's no such thing as sub-zero water. In a liquid state.
That's right. Jump in that. Whoops. No. Well, I'll find out. It sounds like kind of fun. And $20 Thursday. So, hey, what the heck? So I'm going to run up there and do that just for fun.
Yeah. That sounds good.
I'll report.
And there are always wonderful folks who are running those places because it's all about health.
Yeah. These little things look pretty wild. I bet you get one of these guys at home, too. It's really wild.
Yeah, the next thing you know, Patrick will have his own dunk pool there down at 40 degrees, and it'll be right next to his sauna, and he'll be going back and forth and back and forth.
Well, you know, out in the winter here, you know, the creek is really, really cold. I could do that, right? Go in the sauna, then jump, run on down to the creek and jump in there, jump back out.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
It's your aerobic exercise, too.
How often are you doing your sub? Are you jumping the freezer, Meridian?
It hasn't been every day, but almost.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I just wanted to tell you that if you're going to use your creek, that's even better, Patrick, because it's getting all of the incredible energy from the sunlight and from the earth.
Yeah.
And you've got the life forms, you know, in the water. It's the best of the best. And the only reason why I did the freezer here is because we can't, during the summer, our water is so warm in the creek. It's ridiculous. It's like a bathtub. So hopefully in a month or so, the water will be nice and cold in the creek, and I'll be doing it in the creek instead of the freezer.
Yeah, well, your water must get cold out there, Meridian, right in the back, right?
Yeah,
it's getting pretty cool for me. I have about another 2 or 3 weeks and I usually quit.
Mm-hmm. Makes your testicles the size of raisins. That's always good. It's like, whoa, le cone, mola, la, la, kula.
It's nice to say something kind to them first.
That's right. Hey guys, watch out here because you know you. I don't know. Sure, you're gonna like this. That's hilarious. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. You have a question for Dr. Richard Massey, Meridian Grace, and Doodle and Patrick. Yes, you're gonna say something, dear.
Yes, I wanted to tell you, I finished a new book. I'm on to another one, but I thought I might share a little bit with you about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people may have heard about Dr. Gundry. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Oh, good. So you talked about lectins?
We talked about lectins.
Well, I wanted to mention to Don that in the book, there's a whole section on working with cancer, and it's a combination of the ketogenic diet and his lectin diet.
Oh.
And it's filled with all kinds of recipes and how-tos and real basic foundational stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to recommend that he take a peek at that.
And he can listen to the show. Just put in Dr. Gundry in our, and he can hear the show we had with him. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Did he talk about working with his special diet for illness as well?
He did. Yeah, we had a good conversation. Yeah. You know, and because of him, I went out and bought a pressure cooker.
So you could have your tomatoes still?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think, you know, tomatoes, I don't believe that. But I think there may be something to doing, like, maybe your rice or your beans or something, you know, to get rid of the lectins. But, hey, you know, if tomatoes had bad lectins, there'd be a lot of dead Italians. You know, what can I say? Okay, I don't know. Okay, greetings, my favorite health gang. It is possible to have sub-zero water. Huh? If salt is added to, antifreeze ethylene glycol is also water-based and freezes way below 32, although I never submerged myself in. Yeah, well, thanks for that, Mark. I would have gone in. But he's saying if you put in salt, that it wouldn't freeze. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, you have to get way colder to freeze salt water. And I don't know what the temperature is and how much salt, you know. But, yeah, technically it's inaccurate what I said earlier on a scientific basis.
Well, doctors are generally inaccurate, so don't feel badly. Especially MDs, you know. You guys get special dispensation.
I tell you, it's amazing, Patrick, to realize when I got out here doing this stuff, there are almost no doctors who were able to do research on what they work with every day. We're all just repeating what somebody told us. You know, like the sky is falling.
Right.
How do you know? Chicken Little said so.
Uh-huh.
Really? Well, who told Chicken Little? Well, Foxy Loxy. You know, and I mean, it just gets passed down. And we're the kind of people that take it real seriously because we had to make A's on a bunch of tests.
Sure, it'll cost you a lot of money to go to that school. Why wouldn't you take it seriously?
Yeah, we take it seriously. And, you know, if you got some acute trauma, we're good folks to come see. But, boy, if you've got something chronic.
I'll tell you.
Open up that heart, man.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
That's why I love your work, both of you, because that's where the action is, the love. Dr. Daniels talks about some of the stuff she went through in medical school. Some of the stories are just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
She said she also, when she went to a class, did you have a class where they teach them how to tell the mothers to not get too involved?
Oh, boy.
You know, the mothers come in with stuff and say, well, what about this? What about this? They have a whole class on how to tell the mothers that they don't know what they're talking about because they're the doctors. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. One of my professors once took me aside and he said, it was so serious, too. I wish I could do the moment. He said, it was about a woman who was coming in and, you know, complaining a lot.
Right.
And he goes, some women are just too in tune with their bodies.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my God. That's right. That's right. Some women just know too damn much about their bodies. And I tell you what, we just have to fix that. That's amazing. God love them. Yeah. Man, it's just bonkers, man. Bonkersville. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. This would be a station.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on oneradionetwork.com.
We have so much fun here. I had a recording in one of my medical school classes, and you know, this is what I got a little piece of tape here.
I'll answer your question.
That's, I asked a professor.
You want answers?
Yeah,
I think I'm entitled. You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And that's what I asked him about cancer, and that's what I got. I don't know. Kicked me out of class. What can I say? Oh man, I'm going up to Cryo Ranch now. Can you guys just take over? Because I really want to jump in this sucker, man, for $20.
Yes,
it's pretty hilarious. I wonder. I guess they, Meridian getting cold. It must have all kinds of different possibilities for good things for the body.
It's amazing, honestly. The first part that I like to think about is just how the autonomic nervous system works and how the body will take the heat from the outside and bring it to the inside, and that allows your organs far more energy to heal themselves.
Circle the wagons, boys. Oh. We're going.
So the organs get more blood?
That's right. And more energy and more everything. Mm. And then there's also something about uncoupling that is profound for the mitochondria, which are cells that produce energy throughout our whole body for doing everything. So it's a profound uncoupler. And, Jack Cruz, who's a neurosurgeon, has done all kinds
Jack,
of work.
Jack.
He's our man. If he can't do it,
if he can't explain it, nobody can. God, I love Jack.
Okay. Lots of ice for after surgeries to reduce the need for all kinds of pain meds and things like
really?
That.
Yeah.
He did it on himself. He actually, had a surgery that he didn't really need. But it was a cosmetic sort of thing that was extraordinarily painful, one of the most painful of all surgeries that was known. And then he went ahead and used no pain meds, just ice, and absolutely blew his own mind with how profound it is.
Isn't that how they pierce a young girl's ears when they're young? They just ice them up and stick them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They do.
Kind of
an ice cube. Back of the ear. Yep.
Still no pictures from Dr. Massey, says Lynn. So I'm not sure.
Guess my phone's just not working because I typed it in. I was hoping to get a laugh out of Patrick Timpone this morning. And
I don't laugh very often. So, it'd be tough, but I'll try.
Yeah. So,
I have a copy on my phone I could try, but
You don't have like a text address, right, Patrick?
Well, sure. I mean, there's a way to text.
Maybe Linda.
There's a way to text an email, right? Yeah, because I said.
Yeah. I did twice and nothing happens. So anyway, I don't know why. I guess it just wasn't meant to be today.
Probably.
But it's a wonderful picture, I hate for you to miss it.
Well. Yeah. I'm sure.
I just want to make sure that people know that you don't have to do cold thermogenesis if you come to see me.
Yeah, she's not going to make you get naked and get in ice water.
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. And I wouldn't ever tell anybody to go into ice water without preparing first with working with their face.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're talking with the Zach Bush people. We're going to get Zach on the air, I think, in a couple weeks.
Great.
So you guys like this product that he sells? What is it called? Restore?
Restore, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we love Zach. He's really awesome.
What's Restore do? It kind of helps the gut, the glyphosates?
Yeah, it has to do with the a leaky gut type of a situation where it's typically brought on profoundly by things like glyphosate. There's a term for it specifically that's other than leaky gut, where there's spaces in between the villi, and that allows for literally shit to go into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Gundry talks about it a lot. He calls it little bits of shit. And what this product does is it actually closes up. It's called the tight junctions, when the tight junctions are have little holes in them, then they're no longer tight, and this product helps to tighten those junctions again.
Oh, okay.
It's impossible these days to avoid glyphosate because it's coming in through our rainwater even.
It's everywhere. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. My Linda, she's in New Hampshire, where it's quite chilly this morning, has a dad diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, metastasized to the liver. He does not want chemotherapy. She says, we're thinking about maybe going to the Hippocrates in Florida or Arizona. Can this treatment help him, in your opinion? I have all the lab works. She was trying to reach you. I think she was trying to reach you. I think I gave her your email address. No?
Okay, sure. That's one of the things we like to do, is kind of help people get oriented.
Yeah, to see, when they give us some ideas of what to do, huh?
Yeah, and see what people resonate with, because any treatment can work for anybody. It's just a matter of finding the one that's a good fit.
Right, yeah, well said. There's no magic bullet, you know, right? Do this and that's going to work. And I was
But
like,
I have to say, with pancreatic cancer, I really, really feel that looking at the pancreatic enzyme protocol that was developed by Dr. Kelly and also worked with Dr. Gonzalez for all these years has some of the most profound percentages of cures of anything that I've seen. And I know they don't like to use that word cure, but there's people who've had pancreatic cancer who are alive 30 years later to talk about it. So it's very different than the Hippocrates program. I'm very familiar with both. And I would highly recommend that they take a look at it. There's a book called One Answer to Cancer. It was written by Dr. Kelly a long time ago. And it's one of the programs that I support people with, but there are numerous people out there doing it. So I highly recommend looking into that one.
Yeah. And then you also like, Meridian, don't you, the keto genic thing for the big C word thing too, huh?
Yeah, but with pancreatic cancer, I would definitely use pancreatic enzymes at the same time and coffee enemas.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever you're going to do when it comes to that form of a tumor, I would be looking at pancreatic enzymes and coffee enemas simultaneously.
Do you think Dr. Gonzalez, he had some of the best track record, or I don't know best, but a very good track record, didn't he, for years with this?
Yeah, he did. He used Dr. Kelly's program. Mm-hmm. He was actually there when I was there working with Dr. Kelly, visiting with Dr. Kelly, and he got his original data, his whole program, and he will agree to that, is Dr. Kelly's work. It's not his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh,
his.
Sure,
it's
yeah.
Dr. Kelly.
He talked about it a lot on our shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had this question before. Do you guys have a favorite brand of the pancreatic enzymes? I think I remember, if I recall, when I asked Dr. Gonzalez that question, he was developing his own, and he said, but if you want to get them on Amazon, that the Nutricology had a good pancreatic enzyme where you get 750 in a big can. Do you like that?
That's what you... that's fine, but I actually use the ones that Dr. Kelly used.
Oh.
And I have access to those, but you have to be working with somebody who's trained in that work to get them, unfortunately. But they could call me and I could get them for them if they want those.
Okay.
And they're about the same price. They're not inexpensive.
And he did like mountains of it, didn't he? I mean, handfuls.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing them right now, and I'm doing six about five times a day on an empty stomach. And ideally, you want to do as many as your body will allow you to without feeling uncomfortable. Then you will intentionally get uncomfortable when you're doing this, and you stop when you feel uncomfortable. Take a couple days off. We call it a supplement holiday, and you don't take any supplements during that time for a couple of days. till you start feeling well again and you go back onto it again. Mm-hmm. But it's very important to do coffee enema simultaneously because healthy forms of proteins, which is another way to talk about a tumor, but it's also inflammation anywhere in the body. So that's why I'm doing it right now, is for inflammation. And you want to use a coffee enema simultaneously because the inflammatory tissues, be it from malignancy or some other form of pain or something in the body, are fairly toxic and hard for the liver to break down. So we're giving them a hand with the coffee enemas. It increases bile flow, which supports the cleansing of the liver, and it's the safest way to work with pancreatic enzymes.
Uh-huh. Cool tool. It's October 26, 2017. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We'll do open phone tomorrow. Got some really cool stuff going to be talking about that I've been working with the last few days on the spiritual level, involving healing and some of my theories of how this stuff works. So that's going to be fun. I wanted to tell you guys, I've been experimenting with tripling up my dose of the Edgar Cayce iodine on my wrist. You know, I do it on here. See my little orange wrist? And I was doing them. I used to do like 10 drops a day, maybe 5 drops a day. And now I'm doing 10 drops 3 times a day. And the temperature, it's gone up about 0.5 degrees, but I'm still... You know, I'm still pokey Joe barbecue, you know, down around 97.5. So is it, I know everybody's different, but in general, I'm just experimenting. Do you think it's we want to try to get to 98.6?
So are you doing underarm or oral?
The temperature, I'm doing oral and also in my bum to kind of test it. Because I think the underarm is about a degree lower than what it really is.
Yeah.
It is, and that's how it's designed, is the underarm is supposed to be 97.2 to 97.8.
Okay.
And rectal is 1 degree higher than oral.
You know, I found that out this morning. Yeah, so in the mouth is the most accurate way.
So if you haven't been snoring all night, it's really accurate. But if you've been sleeping with an open mouth and sucking in the air from the room... Your under the tongue temperature is going to be off. So you need to make sure that you're a person that sleeps with your mouth closed.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm good. I do it. I've been taking my temp 2-3 times a day, and it's still 97.8 is as high as I get, probably.
And that's oral, huh?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just going to experiment and maybe kick it up with the iodine over couple of weeks or a month. Who knows?
Sure. Who knows?
Worth a try,
knows
right?
Where it is. Yes. He's a test pilot.
I'm a test pilot. So normally, Doc, it's humanoids walking around. We should, in a perfect world, if there's such a thing, we want to be at 98.6.
That's what I was taught.
Mm-hmm. 98.6. Well, you lost me there if that's what you were taught.
I just want to point out
that who actually knows.
See, caught you again. Oh, God.
There is some research, and I can't point you to it, but that does talk about being colder, slower, breathing less often, you know, breathing slowly and deeply. All of those things together, but even the cold piece is a sign of longevity. Because the body's not burning up so fast, the heart's not beating so hard, mm-hmm. You know, you're not using up as much energy. So there is some discussion about that in certain circles.
Yeah, I would suspect you pack yourself an ice, you probably live a long time, you know. Kind of like fish, you know, it stick around forever.
Good long shelf life.
So I talked to a lady, and she's going to be on the show, or she's a naturopathic gal, Borman. I've been emailing her. Somehow I got hooked up with her, Carolyn Borman. And she found this place in, Taiwan, where you can get the pure piggy stuff for like fraction of the cost, and it's pure stuff, you know, just like the nature thyroid. And so I ordered some. I haven't received it yet. So I was thinking, well, maybe I'll take a little razor blade, you know, and just play around with it a little, dink around with it, and see if the temperature would go up, just for an experiment, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And when people do their test, you know, you can see a lot of things on a thyroid blood test if you get all the parameters. Right. And so one of the things that can keep the temperature down is having an elevated reverse T3. And one of the main causes of having an elevated reverse T3 is lots of heavy metal in the body. And so if somebody has lots of heavy metal, they get a reverse thyroid hormone. Huh. And it makes it to where the normal thyroid hormones are partially blocked. So if you do get that test, look and see that your reverse thyroid hormone is in the same part of the bell curve as your active thyroid hormone.
Uh-huh.
If the reverse one's higher on the bell curve than your active one, there's six reasons for that. And one of them is heavy metals. So just a little FYI there.
Sure. I don't even know if I'm going to try the thyroid thing, because I think that taking a natural thyroid is great for people and they feel better. I don't suspect it's going to hurt them. They could probably take it until they're 120, and who cares, right? It's not going to hurt you. I don't think it's what's your opinion? I don't think taking a natural thyroid, though, like that, it's not going to really, you think it'll make, can get it to go on its own?
So for some people it does. I can tell you Alan Gaby worked with a lot of people, and he talked to us about it at his nutrition seminars, that 2/3 of the people who did pig thyroid after 1 year could stop the pig thyroid and keep all the benefits.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it kind of kicked it in and got it started working on its own, priming the pump.
Yeah.
And I like his work.
Interesting. Yeah. What's his name, Doc? What's his name?
Gaby.
Alan Gaby,
G-A-B. Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's written a lot of nutritional textbooks and is a celebrated author.
Is that your experience in Meridian too? Have you worked with people to put them on the piggies and they got off of it?
Yeah, I've done it with not only that, with thyroid, but also with DHEA and with pregnenolone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that's true with younger people, you know, than it is with us as we get up over the age of 50.
Speak for yourself.
But you see it in the tests.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk to my Ayurvedic doc today and see if he's got some ideas with some herbs from India, just to kick it up. And you know, he may agree with you, Meridian, that he's the kind of guy I'll probably say I wouldn't even worry about it. It's 97. Who cares? You know, I'm just experimenting, and maybe. I don't know, maybe some of us just run a little cooler.
Yeah, it's weird, Patrick. Even when I take thyroid or I don't take thyroid, I'm 96.4.
96.4? Really?
Yes.
Well, it just stays there, down that temperature.
Yeah, I just run slow.
Really?
And I, yep.
Yeah, you two are trying to counteract global warming.
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's right. And I've been also taking my pulse and just, you know, playing with the iodine, because I don't want to, but pulse has stayed real, you know, real low, 55 to 60. So I don't know. I hear people taking some wild, well, you, Doc, were rubbing your whole body with iodine, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't really recommend that for people out there. And the other part, if you wanted to check your temperature and you think you have the reverse T3 thing, then what you want to get is pure T3. It would be a synthetic T3, because the pig thyroid is still going to be mainly T4. And T4 is not active. There's only a small portion of that that's T3.
Yeah, but how does the pig thyroid work for people if it's not active?
If you don't have high reverse
T3. Oh, I see. If you don't have that whole thing.
Then it works. But if you're going to make reverse T3 out of your T4, then it ends up not working for you. So just so you know, there's an actual T3, pure T3, that's synthesized. They used to call it Wilson syndrome, and they would put people on increasing amounts of T3 to kickstart their thyroid. So just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Okay. So let's see, here's a question. Just an observation on the ketogenic diet, writes an emailer around the internet. Many people tend to overeat dairy or overexpose dairy as a great food to eat overall. I don't know what that means, but
I think he's probably saying that he doesn't think that people should be eating much dairy and that a lot of people on the ketogenic diet do. So again, you know, each of us are unique and individual.
Yeah.
And some people can eat dairy, some people can't. I always encourage people to eat what's called A2 dairy, type of casein is A2.
The A2 moo cows, right? Tell them what those are, because that's kind of fun, Meridian.
Yeah, it's lamb. I mean, it's sheep milk. Like, I have a lovely sheep yogurt here. Full fat, full milk sheep yogurt.
I milked it just this morning.
Did you really? Well, I was good. Hey there, Richard, you milked that old sheep on the way in.
And there's goat yogurt. And there's the higher fat goat and sheep cheeses. And there's also cheeses from a couple of different countries that are all A2. And we actually have the Peterson farm that has A2 dairy. So I buy some cream from them.
Mm-hmm.
I tend, if I'm going to make my own fermented dairy products, to do it with cream instead of with milk, because the cream does not have the casein in it. But each person is individual, and some people cannot do well even with an A2 dairy. So if that's the case, you know, you take them off of it. But we don't want to eat anything to excess.
Yeah. And it's true, though, that there are some moo cows that are A2 and others, right? The old original, is it the Guernseys or the Jerseys? What is it?
Jerseys are A2 and A1, typically.
Yeah.
And but things like the Brahmin cows, and I forget the names of the ones from Europe that are the A2 cows. But we do have some A2 cows in the United States,
The
majority of the herds are A1.
Yeah, I think the original, before they start hybridizing them, the Jerseys or Guernsey, or whatever, which ones they are, or A2. Yeah, I know a lady's got some heritage.
Yeah, the Guernseys produce a tremendous amount of milk, and the Jerseys have a much higher fat content, which is why I was always going after the Jersey before.
So the goats and sheeps are A2. So that's why people do better on those, maybe.
Yeah. And for a long time, when women weren't able to breastfeed their babies, I had them doing raw goat milk, and the babies did really well.
Hey, I made some whey with my raw goat milk, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I went on the interweb that Al Gore invented just before he invented global warming. And thanks, Al. I just set it on the counter, and it got all clabbered up after about a day or so, you know, clabbered, kind of got chunks. And then I put it in one of those, like a nut milk bag thing, and just hung it on.
Right.
And it just all the way just kind of runs out. And then you have a really nice little cream cheese there, or whatever that, what is that leftover? But that's kind of fun. Doodle and I have been eating that too, and then drinking the whey. It's supposed to really be good for you, that all, you know, we have the whey protein, but it's different. This is a fresh whey. It's kind of fun.
I have a quart of it in my refrigerator right now. Yeah, it's really good stuff for us.
Did you make it yourself there?
I got mine. No, I got this one from our friend who delivers the raw milk. But there's also, anytime I make kefir or anytime I make yogurt, I'll just pour the water off, and that's a whey also. You did was you actually made cheese. I used to make that. It's an Indian cheese that you're making, but you're doing it with goat milk, and I used to do it with cow milk.
Kind of like paneer?
I would clabber it, though, with a little bit.
They call it paneer or something like that. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is paneer. I love it.